House Bill 1202, an act to provide for the recovery of reasonable attorney's fees and costs in actions for deceit.
House Bill 1202, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration and passage. Are there any remarks? Representative McCauley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of this body. House Bill 1202 comes to us from unanimous vote out of committee. It's not on consent calendar because nobody asked it to be placed there. But this bill isn't that controversial, and it's just a cleanup bill with regard to some area of the law with regard to the award of reasonable attorney's fees. The present law is that you can't get attorney's fees awarded to you unless a statute provides as such. And that's the reason for House Bill 1202. I provided a bill brief for you. It should be on your desk, and it lays out the statutes. Start off with the definition of deceit. I won't read it there. It's listed for you in the statute. But you'll see that the level of proof required to recover for an action of deceit is quite high. It requires a showing that misrepresentations were material to the formation of the contract and that the plaintiff relied on those representations. The idea behind this bill is to allow plaintiffs to recover the full amount at which they suffered the harm. If you lose $100,000 because somebody deceived you, you're going to end up paying a lawyer a third to get that. At the end of the day, after the judge gives you a verdict, you're left holding $70,000. This bill doesn't help lawyers. It helps business people. It helps plaintiffs, and it helps the citizens of South Dakota here. And you'll notice that this is up to the discretion of the court to determine what reasonable attorney's fees are and for the court to make that award in that case. Finally, I listed for you a number of statutes. It's not an all-inclusive list, where we presently authorize the recovery of attorney's fees, and you'll see that list there. What all these statutes have in common is that it requires some sort of affirmative act or some type of egregious conduct on the part of the defendant in the case, and that's exactly what we're doing here. What we're saying is if you're going to be deceitful, if you're going to deceive somebody and cost them money, that person should have to pay for those attorney's fees. And so with that, I urge your support for House Bill 1202. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question for the sponsor.
Question for the sponsor. Representative McCauley, state your question.
Good afternoon, Representative McCauley. If I understood your comment, the court is denied from awarding reasonable attorney fees at the moment?
Representative McCauley.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Representative Elliott, thank you for the question. Presently, under existing law, this statute comes to us from a case where somebody sued for an action for deceit. And the statute talks about granting an award of damages, but the courts have held that damages don't include attorney's fees. So in this case, under present law, the court cannot award attorney's fees because the statute does not specifically authorize it.
Further remarks? Hearing. Representative Napoli.
Speaker, I just simply have a question for the sponsor.
Go ahead with your question.
Representative McCauley, the courts have held in the past that they were somewhat reluctant to award attorney's fees in many of these matters in courts of law for fear, of course, that every attorney would take every case to court knowing that they would get their money if they managed to win or whatever. Do you feel that, is that what's going to happen with this bill? Is that all of a sudden now, because the attorneys will be assured that they're going to get paid, that they'll start taking every single one of these to court no matter what?
Representative McCauley, would you care to answer the question?
I will. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Representative Napoli, for the question. If you look at this list of cases that you, or the list of the examples that you have here, civil harassment, antitrust actions, franchise violation actions, these don't occur very often that I'm aware of. And what the award of attorney's fees does is it not, in my experience, doesn't encourage attorneys to bring these actions, but it discourages people from engaging in deceitful conduct, from engaging in antitrust conduct, because there's that fear of getting these attorney's fees tacked against you. To some extent, if I have a client in my office, and you, Representative Poland, you walk in and you want to sue somebody for $50,000, and you were deceived and harmed for that amount, if the court gives you $50,000, you're not made whole because you've had to pay for attorney's fees. And so what this does is it puts the plaintiff back into the spot he or she would have been had the deceit not occurred. So in my experience as a business and real estate lawyer, this does not encourage lawsuits, but rather is helpful to the plaintiff when they recover to be made whole in the action.
Further remarks on House Bill 1202? Hearing none. The question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1202. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members shall proceed to vote. Representative Nesselhoff.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I'm very honored today to have with me my father, who is sitting right up here. He's the exalted Reverend Edmund Nesselhoff, or as I refer to him, my free ticket into heaven.
Representatives Dunwall, Dunafin, Wick, Bagalka, Abdallah, Valandra, Bradford, and Van Norman. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 46, nays 23, excused 1.
House Bill 1202, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.